Tens of thousands of Italians marched through the northern city of Vicenza today to protest plans to expand a U.S. military base that dates from the Cold War period. The protesters raised environmental concerns and waved anti-American banners. Leaders of parties that are in Italy's coalition government joined the march. NPR's Silvia Pagioli is on the line from Vicenza. Silvia, what was the mood and how many people turned out for this protest?
It was a very big rally. Police say at least 80,000, which is a lot in this small city. Throughout the day, tension was very high. The airspace was closed and thousands of police circled the city. Because in the days leading up to the march, Italian police had arrested about 24 members of the domestic terrorist group, the Red Brigade, that had carried out numerous bloody attacks in the 70s and 80s. The Minister of the Interior had warned that violent protesters could infiltrate the march. Security was extremely tight, but as it happened, there were no incidents today.
Why are people there so angry about this U.S. base expanding?
This started as a local issue when residents of all political stripes complained that they had not been consulted by local and national leaders who gave their approval to double the size of the U.S. base very close to the city center. The purpose of the new base is to consolidate the entire 173rd Airborne Battalion, which is now split half here and half in Germany. And from concerns over environmental issues, the base issue is rapidly escalated to a national debate over the legitimacy of a continued U.S. presence in Italy long after the Cold War is over. In fact, today many of the slogans were directed at what the protesters see as Italy's limited sovereignty, that the U.S., the sole superpower, can use Italy as a launching pad to wage wars that Italians oppose.
Silvia, do you get a sense of real anti-Americanism in Italy today?
Well, in Italy, there is a very strong opposition to the Bush administration and particular opposition to the war in Iraq. And this sentiment is reflected within the government itself. It's an odd coalition that includes radical leftists who've never hidden their skepticism about America. Today, I saw many old anti-American slogans I'd not seen since the time of the Vietnam War. And at the same time, Italian foreign policy has become more assertive, more independent than it had ever been. Then there are developments completely out of the Italian government's control that have further strained relations with Washington. For example, yesterday, a judge handed down indictments against 26 alleged CIA agents for the kidnapping of a Muslim cleric. And last week, a U.S. soldier was indicted for the killing of an Italian secret agent in Iraq who's seen here as a national hero. Italian public opinion had been stunned by these episodes, which are seen as driven by American arrogance. And what's ironic is that today's protest took place in what has traditionally been the most pro-American city in Italy. So this growing anti-Bush mood will make it more difficult for the government to secure Parliament's approval next week to refund the Italian military mission in Afghanistan, and passage may depend on votes from the right-wing opposition.
NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Vicenza, Italy. Thank you.
Thank you.